Did you ever do that with this garden here and the water drain across the road right there? There's a little puddle of water there yesterday, you know, when me and you went out.
You ever call that horse the lead horse?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear it called the haw horse or the haw horse?
Well, it's the lead horse. You'd call that the lead horse, or the horse on the left would be the haw horse. You wouldn't call much, but it's... He told us that'd be your lead horse. If you had two horses, you'd put the gentleman in the lead.
Okay.
And then he'd take care of the other one.
I see. Now, then, if a horse, if a man if someone's just standing here and he fell this way, you'd say he was falling
backwards.
And if he fell this way,
he's going forwards. Just fall that way, it's going sideways.
Okay. All right. When you talk about planting, whatever you say corn or something, or let's say wheat, you say we raised a big
crop. You've got on about everything now, but one thing you've never
touched with a farm. What's
that? Old time is the seasons and the signs and the moon.
Tell me a little about that. You want to tell me a little about that?
Well, you've never got on to it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
People are now certain times, you know, in the moon.
Are those related to the months of the year or the days of the week or anything?
No, it just went with the signs. Do you know anything about the sun?
No,
well, let
me
show you something.
Yeah. Well, just tell me.
I can learn you a whole lot. You can learn me some things,
okay.
But I'll show you about them. Now, that was a great... The new ones don't pay no attention to it, but the old ones did. But I just thought about that yesterday. You got on there
banked up back. Okay, tell me a little bit about
that. Now here you are. Here's your life. Now you look here for the sign, for the moon, shows you where the moon pulls. The moon pulls, it don't shine. When it's new, it shines. Well, now you'll see here the seasons, that'll be whatever that is there. And, you know, the Bible speaks a lot about the signs and the seasons. A lot of people, these are agriculture people, don't pay attention to that, but there's things there that work.
Yeah.
I've been raised to it, and it works.
Tell me about some of them.
Well, now, for instance, if you plant some corn, in a rich place and plant it on the new of the moon and the signs in the head of the neck, that corn will grow up yonder and it'll stay straight up. And it'll grow so high that you can't reach it together. And the year will stay straight up. Won't hardly ever turn down. Well, you plant corn then when the signs is down lower. That corn won't grow so high. And in the fall of the year, when corn gets ripe, that ear will turn down, so the water won't run in it. Then when you get ready to gather it, now that's nature. This will turn down. The point of the end of the ear of corn will turn down. And you see that shook, and that water, that ear of corn will, just the same as is in the dry. It'll stand there all winter and not damage. But if you plant it on the new of the moon, and the signs is in the head of the neck, that'll grow so high in rich ground somewhere, like you'd put it around where it'd been manured. You can't reach it.
What other signs are there?
Well, now you're taking people are hauling out their stable manure. You'd haul that out on the new of the moon if you wanted to turn it. But if you didn't aim to turn it under, you hauled it on the old of the moon. You'd haul that on the old of the moon, that manure would go in the ground. If you put it there on the new of the moon, it stayed there all summer. It wouldn't go in the ground. And people that could would try to cut their hay on the new of the moon. If you cut the hay on the new of the moon, it wouldn't lay so tight to the ground.